integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, hello there. Hey, this is Dr. Holly Lucille, and I'm here with the lovely Melanie Cole, the lovely, the talented Melanie Cole, sitting in for Dr. Weiss. Now, I'm real sad that Dr. Weiss is gone, but we're going to be able to handle this because we're talking about naturopathic cardiology, getting behind the numbers. So here's my question. Have you ever said or ever, you know, had this experience that your doctor told me my labs are just fine, or and you're not feeling very well, or my cholesterol is slightly elevated and my doctor wants me to put me on blank medication, whether it's a statin, Lipitor, Crestor, you name it. Has that ever happened to you? Well, listen, when we're talking about cardiology, and in my opinion, as a naturopathic doctor, when we're talking about anything else, lab tests are certainly just part of the picture. We need to understand how you are cardiovascularly way beyond the limits of a lab test. And we need to understand that this is important because it is the number one killer of both men and women. And the studies are there. This is not getting any better. We're still having people die of cardiovascular disease every single day.
So, Dr. Holly, what is the difference between a traditional approach to cardiology, a traditional cardiologist that you might see for high blood pressure or, you know, cardiovascular disease or any peripheral vascular disease problems, and the naturopathic approach?
Well, I have always said, and I will stick to this because I'm very sensitive and I'm very respectful, and I honor all systems of medicine. I think they're, you know, whether it's Ayurvedic medicine or traditional Chinese medicine or allopathic medicine. So what you're talking about, conventional cardiology. I gave a lecture at Boston University once called The History of Medicine, and I actually learned a lot when I was prepping for this lecture, because I actually learned that allopathic medicine or conventional medicine, I want to get those words straight. So what we kind of understand is our current sort of standard healthcare regimen.
Mainstream or medicine.
Mainstream.
Exactly. Western medicine. You can call it any of those things.
You got it. So they actually are taught to think in a very reductionistic way. Okay. So their medicine is schooled of a science, off a science called reductionism, which means that you're usually reduced to a lab test or a diagnosis or a symptom. And then, you're treated in a very reductionistic way. And unfortunately, in this day and age, it's usually a pharmaceutical. And so that is that system. Now, in naturopathic medicine, we have the science of medicine that we are taught called vitalism. That means that I call it more comprehensive common sense medicine, but you look more at the whole picture. And I think when diagnosing cardiovascular disease and or understanding treatment, it's just sometimes a better way to go. And certainly if somebody has a heart attack, we want them into reductionistic paradigm, because we want, you know, first aid and we want the paddles and we want the medications that are going to save their life and get them back into rehab. But if you've got a slightly high cholesterol, do we actually want to just ping that as outside of normal limits and put you on a medication? I don't think so. And that's the real difference. And we can certainly talk about that more.
Well, you know, the studies are coming out more and more, Dr. Holly, that cholesterol is even not the, you know, adversary that it once was considered for heart disease anyway, and that the statins and, you know, the Lipitor and everything, Crestor, you're mentioning, are not really the answer to cholesterol and any contribution it might have made to heart disease in the first place.
That's correct. My good friend Johnny Bowden wrote
He's
the great
one of my very
myth.
Good friends as well. So
Yay.
That's awesome. That's what I was referring to. And that book with Stephen Sinatra really brings to light one of those, you know, kinds of myths that people are living in, with naturopathic medicine being the answer to something that people have always typically thought, I'm just going to go on this drug, reduce that level, and see what happens.
Well, here are two scenarios I want to give you. I have a friend who is a very good friend, and of course, I am going to just keep that nameless for right now. So she does all the wrong things. She is overweight. She's eaten a tremendous amount of sugar. She has probably one of the most stressful lives I've ever seen in my entire life, and that's saying a lot because I've been around. And guess what? Her numbers are fine. I do not care. I am scared to death that she is going to fall over of a heart attack at any particular moment. One thing we need to understand is when that needle goes in your arm, okay, It is there for about 20 seconds, and you are a very dynamic person and a very dynamic individual in your biochemistry. And so that blood that is measured is a snapshot of that moment. And so the numbers have to marry. They have to marry together with your quote-unquote clinical presentation or who you are, your lifestyle. I don't care that her numbers are fine. I'm concerned. Second scenario. This is a woman, actually, I got her blood results back today. She has a cholesterol of 207. She is 60 years old. She is fit. She's through menopause. And guess what? I am not going to touch it. You know why? 207, somebody would say, that's high. You might want to get on a statin medication. Cholesterol is the mother of all hormones. Cholesterol is where you make sterol, right? Sterol, your steroid hormones. We're talking about postmenopausal hormone production, not just from the adrenals, but from cholesterol. You drive a postmenopausal woman's cholesterol down, you are going to send her into deficiencies of hormones that are unnatural for her age at that time. We need healthy cholesterol, and just because it's above 200 does not mean that there is anything wrong with her.
Are we looking at the numbers, Dr. Holly, of the ratio? Because from what I understand, the triglyceride ratio is really the more important factor in all of this.
It is, and absolutely, because if you think of the word triglyceride, so tri means three. Glycerol is a sugar, so three sugar molecules on a fatty acid backbone. When somebody's triglycerides are elevated, guess what they're eating way too much of? It's sugar. Sometimes I'll track it through history, or it's sugar in wine, okay? I've got a guy that I love. He's a wonderful patient, but he can drink some wine, girl, and he's healthy. He goes to the gym every morning. I see him running out, but his triglycerides are sky high, and yes, he is at significant risk for having an adverse event. And so we are looking at all sorts of numbers, but once again, when we look at those numbers, we go, okay, this is a big puzzle piece. This is a puzzle. So this is a big puzzle, and this is a piece of the puzzle. It's a very important piece of the puzzle, but let's look at what else is going on. And kind of like everything else, when we're talking about cholesterol, there is no bad and good cholesterol. And I know this is a tremendous story right now, and this is a great conversation, and it's bigger than our time right now. It's the appropriate amount. LDL, as we know, is our quote-unquote bad cholesterol, has plenty of very significant jobs in the body, but it needs to be at an appropriate ratio with our other lipids, and it also needs to be protected from oxidation, just like any other fat in your cupboard, right? We wouldn't want our fats that we use for cooking to sit out, or flax oil or coconut oil to sit out and be exposed to high heats, higher heats than they can handle, or light, because we're going to have a bit of rancidity. That's oxidative stress. When your body is full of free radicals or oxidative stress, because you're using your antioxidant stores up because of exercise or too much stress, those fats that you have inherently in your body, they're going to be exposed as well. And that's where you're going to get into trouble with peripheral artery disease and the other plaques that are deposited, causing and contributing to adverse events.
So Dr. Holly, the naturopathic approach to all of these things, whether it's cholesterol, heart disease, blood pressure, really any of these things, differs from conventional medicine, mainstream, whatever we want to call it, in that it takes a whole approach and looks at all of the factors that are involved instead of just treating one particular factor and its symptoms, which cause a whole bunch of other symptoms.
Yeah, I call it common sense comprehensive medicine. And like I said, all due respect to other systems of medicine. It's when you're looking at the whole person and we're looking on prevention as the cure. And I do think that prevention is the way to go. If you want to talk about health insurance, just don't get sick, right? That's great insurance.
It certainly is. And preventive medicine, the field that I'm in, the field that Dr. Holly's in, is the wave of the future. The insurance companies will come around when they realize they'll spend less money helping us prevent being sick than once we've already gotten there. This is Melanie Cole sitting in for Dr. Decker Weiss. It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science with Dr. Holly Lucille. Stay well.